Blog Talk Radio.
Bonnie Albers on air. I'm on air with you guys. If you don't know who I am, I'm a psychic spirit medium. I'm not an empath. I want to say I'm empathic because after this weekend, maybe I am. I do feel, I see what I feel. So I'm going to say I'm a different type of empath. I'm a nurse. I'm an RN. I'm a legal nurse consultant, and I'm a counselor, a life coach, and I am here to be with you. I love being on the air. That's my fave thing to do. I do this for a living, and I am looking for the next radio station that wants to take this show universally. So if anybody's out there and knows anybody in the radio business, this show is the bomb. So please just tell everybody to listen in. And give me a call. What's really crazy is that, and I'll tell you about synchronicity in a moment, but I just want to let everybody know what is going on this week. We have a fabulous week here on Bonnie Albers On Air. I've got tomorrow Susan Z. She's Queen Z of the Akashic Records. She's going to be here, and we haven't heard from Susan in a long time. She's going to Hawaii on a spiritual journey next week, so before she goes, she'd love to speak to everybody. She'll be here at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, right here on the Bonnie Albers On Air show. Wednesday, I have an unbelievable guest. There is supposed to be two, but both these gentlemen wrote a book called Children of Roswell, and one has had a family emergency. But the other, Tom Carey, will be right here with us on Wednesday. They grew up when the aliens touched down. I want to call them space people. When the space people touched down in Roswell and what happened to their town, it is amazing. It's in a crazy, wonderful, awesome story about the children that had seen this, known this, and something that happened in their town and the cover-up that had come along with it. So please join me Wednesday for that amazing, crazy, awesome show. And I can't wait to talk to Tom. His partner in writing this book, like I said, would have been here, but he had a family emergency, and we'll hope to get him on again in a later date. Thursday, you know, we have, right from the UK over the pond, he is my Dumbledore, Jerry Humphreys. I can't even tell you, he does everything from pet communication, pet psychic. He uses his Indian guides and totem cards of the animals to tell you what's going on. He uses numerology. He is a life coach, personalized, centered counselor. He rocks the hypnotherapy past life regression degree, and he is the CEO of the magazine a lot of us write for, which is PsychicInsightMagazine.com. The new issue's coming out very soon, so please don't miss him. He's fabulous. His messages are right on point. Friday, we have another special. I can't wait for my whole show this week. Of course, I can't wait for it all the time. But Friday, we have Gregory Scott. He is an astrologist, a tarot reader. He is one of the biggest YouTube sensations that hit the airwaves on YouTube. He's got so many listeners, it's not even funny. He has his own store that you can go to, gregoryscott.com. He's got chakra necklaces, and he makes infused energy jewelry. And what I love about this show is it's going to be, because it's on Friday the 13th, it's going to be about the shadow side of astrology. What happens with the shadow side? Because, you know, if there's light, there's got to be a shadow. So he is going to talk about, I think, Lilith, the shadow moon. So this will be cool, and I can't wait. He will be here Friday morning with you and me at 9 o'clock in the morning. So we've got an action-packed show this week, and I am just so excited. Mother's Day was yesterday for all you mothers out there that I didn't get to say on Friday. Happy Mother's Day, too. I just completely forgot. I know that Mother's Day can be a mixed bag. Some people are estranged from their mother. Some people's mothers have crossed over. Mine has. And in fact, on Mother's Day, 12 or 14 years ago. And some people just love Mother's Day. Their children are around, their peeps are around. For all of the mothers out there in any capacity and who have crossed over, happy belated Mother's Day. I do have to tell you, it's really crazy about Mother's Day is people say happy Mother's Day, even if you're not a mother. I said happy Mother's Day to Gregory Scott. I said it to a friend of mine. It's really interesting being here on the earth plane and saying happy Mother's Day to people who aren't your mother. My husband's one of them who never said happy Mother's Day to me or anyone else because he always said we weren't his mother. Excuse me. But, pardon me for just one second. I'm so sorry about that. I almost choked. Anyway, I guess it's Spirit's way of me telling you all that Mother's Day is meant for everyone. And this is what I was just going to say. We seem to want to say happy something. It's a shame we all can't say happy day. People would look at you like you were, what? Excuse me. So happy day would not be something that everybody would say to each other, but we always need an occasion. So it's interesting when we use these occasions to actually say happy something to someone, even though they're not your mother, father, geez, please excuse me. I must have choked on my coffee. So what I love is that maybe we'll get to one point when we just say to everyone, happy day. And we don't need to go and buy a card or buy cake or make a special dinner. I love that we recognize everyone. Believe me, I love special occasions. I just know that we all use special occasions to say happy everything to everyone. And that's why I love, let me just grab Rita.
Hi there, Bonnie. How are you, my girl?
I'm having a coughing spell. So can you talk for a second about what you've been doing in your kitty cats? I have just got, I don't know what came over me. You know what happened to me Saturday. So I
yes,
don't
I
know.
Do.
I'm just, and I don't want, yes. Everybody's been hearing me cough for the last 5 minutes. So can
oh
you tell everybody
gosh.
About your new cats for a minute?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I had the most wonderful Mother's Day, and I hope everybody else had a great day too. My kids came in, and I got two new kitties for Mother's Day, and I've just had little bundles of love in my arms all weekend.
I love that.
They're so beautiful. Yeah, they've just been scampering all over the place this morning, and they both slept with me last night, which is the first time. Of course, I've only had them a couple days, so I'm trying not to expect too much suddenly because they're in a new environment and. You know, all that stuff, but, you know, they jumped in the bed with me last night, and they snuggled, and it was just, I'm just in kitty heaven.
I just love that, Rita. I'm going to try to do the show and continue, but, you know, this is crazy, because I woke up that you can hear the difference with me. For everybody, I was just going and talking about Mother's Day, and I almost choked, and almost wasn't here to give it, well, I would have been over on the other side, so I might have done the show, but it might have been from the other side. Everyone, I had a choking and coughing fit that I've never had before, and it had put me out for 2 days. I think I had an allergic reaction. And you can see the difference in my energy, Rita, and then all of a sudden I'm starting to cough. So
yeah, it's just residual from, and I really believe that you had an allergic reaction.
Yeah.
To what you were eating, and your throat seized up, and I think your shoulders and your upper back muscles and neck and everything seized up and clenched really tight, and as you were losing your breath, and then you actually, something that you were eating was caught in your throat as your throat was constricting. And it even added to your episode, you know, and that's, I think, why you were so sore yesterday when I talked to you. You were just
crazy. It was really bad yesterday. Today I woke up really happy and very, very energetic. So I'm going to try to continue the show because all of a sudden, I think, you know, I was drinking coffee. I talk and drink at the same time, and I think that's part of the problem. So I am going to stop doing that, everyone, and continue with talking about what I was talking about. Rita, I was talking about, which is really cool, about how everybody says Happy Mother's Day. Like I said it to people that weren't my mother, and I think that the universe really just wants us to have a holiday. We've spread this holiday into including everyone, and same thing with Father's Day, same thing with like Valentine's Day. We've included everybody, all our soul family, our friends, And we've extended all of those occasions, even if they're not what the occasion is all about. And I love that.
Well, you know what? I kind of think that with Mother's Day, for me, it's like a mother energy.
Yeah.
It's like, even I know lots of girls will say, well, I'm not a mother, and it makes me sad that I don't have children, and everyone's celebrating Mother's Day, and I'm not a mother. But you had a mother.
Absolutely.
You have a sister maybe who is a mother. You know, so we all connect with that mother energy, that need to, you know, that maternal energy that takes care of people and loves people unconditionally. So
I
think it applies. Yeah, it applies. It's
more, although I
it's
said
about
it to
more
Gregory.
Than just...
Well, I said it to Gregory Scott, and he's, you know, but he has a mother. So, you know, I just feel like, Rita, that we, even our pets, I mean, Chili's like, tries to be like my mother. She rounds me up all the time, and my daughter thinks she's my mother. And so it's really crazy about what we think of mother energy, and mother energy, Mother Gaia is here on Earth with everyone. So
I totally
agree. And I think that we all need holidays, and this is what I was trying to get at, and then I'll pick up some people. But I do believe that we need holidays on this earth plane to try to bring our energies up. It just changes the flow of energy from a day to day, especially like Valentine's Day, Mother's Day. It can be not a great holiday if you've lost your mother, if you don't really, you're estranged from your mother, but it seems like it still brings a different energy flow to the day, whether it's a positive energy flow or not a positive energy flow. We hope that everybody can connect to Mother Gaia, which we all think gives us the plants, gives us beautiful green, gives us our food. So if you can't connect to a mother here that has given you, you know, pleasure or not pleasure, connect to Mother Gaia, because we wouldn't be here without the earth. And maybe we'd be on a different planet. I don't know. That's for Wednesday's show. We all have a mother that we would be able to connect with. And the first mother besides our birth mother would be Mother Gaia, because we are living on her planet.
Yeah, so, I think it's important to be able to connect with, well, nature is birth, you know, if you think about it. Nature is birth. So, you know, I think we all connect with that birth and then rebirth again, you know, as things come back in. I think we all connect that, whether we have a physical mother or not, or whether we are a physical mother. You know, I think we can all connect with that, and it's just love.
Absolutely. That's what I was waiting for you to say. It's all about love. I mean, you got two beautiful kitty cats that look like they're just the cutest little puffballs I've ever seen, and the love that you are even exuding for them and the love and need they have for you is totally mother related. And you don't have to be in a 3D form of a human to love something. You can love, I mean, them to love you. You can love pets. People love their clothes. They love their shoes. That doesn't give you very much love back, but sometimes people say it does. But the act of love is what I think that we all and feel that we're all here for. So get in touch with your love goddess and see what you love. I know a lot of people love their pets and love their environment. Your mom is one example. She loves her home. So she loves her children. We all need to find the heart space of love and elude it out to what you love, and then you're going to get love back.
Exactly, Bonnie. That's exactly right. When we give it, we get it back. And maybe
Absolutely.
Not in the way that we expect, but we always get it back. Because, you know, it's not our decision. It belongs to the universe.
I'm going to pick up a caller, Rita. I'm going to leave you on, so we'll be chatting. Just to let everyone know, I do want to say something about Texas, and my heart and my love goes out to all the people in Texas. Candy's from Houston, and it is still storming there. She gets no power, and Houston has been hit. Well, Texas has been hit so hard with storms. It's like, I don't get it, but, you know, either they needed it or you know, they needed the rain or whatever, but my heart goes out for a lot of people who are in Texas experiencing these storms, because it's been kind of, for the last couple of months, I think, terrible there.
Well, I've lived in Texas most of my life. I'm now in Florida, as you know, but they always need rain in Texas because the summers are brutal.
Yeah.
I'm from West Texas, and it's like a desert there. And my mother is still in West Texas, and she says, oh, my gosh, we're getting so much rain. But she said, we'll need it this summer, so I'm not going to complain.
I wouldn't complain, but I'm just, my heart goes out for them. I think Candy's lost power. They've been underwater for, I can't even tell you how long. And I don't know that it's all parts of Texas, but it seems like Houston is getting, like, hit.
They're getting slammed. They really are. They're getting slammed in Houston. And from Houston to Central Texas, I think it's getting it pretty bad, but Houston really bad. So I feel so sorry for everyone there because, I mean, enough is enough, you know.
Yeah, I think that's what Candy's saying. Her pets can't go out. They can't go to the bathroom. And, oh, gosh. I don't even want to think about it. I am going to pick up some callers to stay on with me, Rita. Rita is a very talented psychic intuitive. She's just got in touch with her gifts. Very empathic. So, Rita, just stay on with me. And if you feel like jumping in, but you know what it is, it's all about me. So you can jump in after. No, I'm kidding.
Of course, it's all about you, Bonnie.
That's what I love about you, Rita. I'm only kidding. Although I'm not, you know that. But I know you can offer a lot to the show. And everybody hasn't heard from you. Rita's a famous book author. And I'll let her tell you who she is after, you know, towards the end of the show. But she has a lot of books on Amazon. She's a fabulous, wonderful writer. I know she's going to take this writing to the metaphysical realm soon. And I am so happy that you have called in this morning because besides the coughing fit I had, at least somebody will be able to hear from from someone else. 347.
Well, thanks for it.
Go ahead. Rita?
Yeah, I was just going to say thanks for having me. I'm not doing anything but having my coffee and looking at my kitties. So I'm just happy to be here.
Yes, I am really excited. So here we go. 347, you are on with Bonnie and Rita. Hi. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Latina.
Latina?
Latina.
Okay. How are Fatima?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm feeling good today. Positive energy.
Well, honey, I want to ask you a question. Did you have a good Mother's Day or did you celebrate Mother's Day?
Yes.
Well, I hear that you might, if I'm hearing a child in the background, that means you are a mother, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, good. I am so glad, and I hope you understand that mothers are very important. They're the nurturers and the really the roots. You know, we say roots to grow and wings to fly. We're really the roots of what goes on here. So how can we help you today?
It's about romance. I'm kind of talking to someone, and I'm kind of having, like, second guesses about the guy.
Okay, I can't hear you real clearly. Can you hear her, Rita?
No, hardly at all.
Sorry. Hello?
Yes. I can hear you better. So you're
you
talking
better?
About
okay.
me.
That's much better.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. I'm talking to a guy, and I want to know, do you see this being serious or no?
Okay.
What kind of energy are you picking up?
Okay, well, I'm picking up really good energy with you. I don't know that I feel the same about him. I think it's pretty new. Is that what I'm feeling? Have you? How long have you been? Yeah, it's pretty new. And let's hear what Rita, because I'm going to tell you what I think. But you know what? Rita's not read on my show before. So let's see, Rita. What are you picking? And if you're not, just say it. But are you picking up anything?
Well, I'm actually seeing him. He has a big smile, but I'm getting the words discovery phase.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling like the smile indicates to me that he's definitely interested,
mm-hmm.
but he's thinking I want to know more. That's what I'm picking up.
Rita? You are so right. Well, who am I to say you're so right? But I'm picking up the same thing. I would move. I think it's too new of a relationship. What you're asking us, I think, is this going to be something you should? I feel like there is a lot of infatuation on both parts right now, and I'm just going to tell you that just keep going. You know, go slowly, because I don't know that what I'm hearing is the verdict's not in yet. So go ahead.
I just wanted to chime in here real quick. I think I'm picking up be yourself, that you really need to be your honest self when you're with him. I don't know if that makes any sense to you or not, but that's what he's needing to see from you. He needs to see your honest self,
mm-hmm.
who you really are and how you feel about things as a person. And that's what he's waiting for.
Oh, I love that. How do you feel
okay.
about that?
Does that make any sense? Honey, does that make
yeah,
any sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, because I kind of hold back. Because
okay.
I wasn't thinking the feelings was mutual, so I was like kind of holding back mine.
Well, you know what, though? The thing is, and I'm not going to let you speak, Rita, but the thing is you should always be, this is from a counseling point of view as well as a psychic point of view. If they don't like you the way you are in the beginning, that's the tell factor. You know, you don't want them towards the end because they're not going to be the person that's for you. So to me, what
mm-hmm.
Rita's telling you, and I love this, and I'm going to let her speak, is this. That, you know, be yourself. So what? If he doesn't like you at the end, then he wasn't going to like you halfway down the road anyway. So just put it all out, that girlfriend. Pull it all out there. And I think you'll get a better reaction than just kind of being alluring and kind of
mm-hmm.
skirting the issues. But don't expect much because it's a new relationship. Go ahead, Rita.
Are you a little bit quiet, more on the quiet, reserved side? I'm seeing like some walls around your heart, I guess. The deep need to protect yourself, and I think that it's really, I mean, you know, it's easy to say, oh yeah, just be yourself, but some people are so nervous about that. And so afraid about that and afraid of showing too much, and they're afraid of showing not enough. So I'm
mm-hmm.
seeing you're second guessing yourself, and just take a deep breath. Take it slow. It's not a rush. Just just go at a slow, steady pace, and eventually all those real parts of yourself will start to come out. And he'll notice. He'll notice through words that you say or actions that you do, he'll notice things like how you care for your children. He'll notice things about just little things he'll start to pick up on. This is what I'm getting. Does any of this make sense or help you?
Yes, it does. Makes a lot of sense.
Great.
Okay.
I am so happy because guess what? You're the first person on this show that Rita has. She's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Yes.
And I'm glad to have her on the show. I actually got her very quickly, and she is wonderful. So you are number one, the first person, really, Rita, that you have read on the show. So I love this.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It really is. And thank you so much for letting me do that, because I really felt that really strongly. Just pace yourself and take everything slow. I'm getting all will be revealed.
Yes.
All will be revealed. So just slow down. Be true to yourself in the words that you speak, and don't overthink things.
Yeah.
Okay?
Just have fun.
And because he's smiling at you right now, so he wants to know more.
Yeah. And remember, so let us know, you know, how I feel about callers and everyone who is on the show and everybody who's in chat and people. We want to know from you. So don't just call in once. Call us. Let us know. I want you to call me back and say, yes, you and Rita, I'm just calling to confirm that everything you said has actually worked. And thank you so much for the help. Because without that,
so
we really – well, we want you to do that when we see how you're progressing. But I think that's also a lesson in anybody that you see. Just start. You have a beautiful smile. You have a beautiful aura about you. Just don't hide it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. So let us know how it works out for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck. You're welcome. I hope it works out.
Good luck. Bye.
Right.
You know what, Rita? I keep saying that this is the first person you ever read for on the show, but that's not true. You read for Candy. So, you know, I think it's time. You know, I really believe it's time. Oh, you know what? I'm so sorry. I took Rita off, and then Rita, I took you off and muted you. And you know, hey, you know what? That's the princess in me. I need NPR radio, Sirius radio, any of those radios to take this show so I can just focus on what I'm doing instead of running the board, which sometimes is a little fluky with me.
Well, you know, I know how that is when you're wearing too many hats, you know. it's really funny.
I do love it.
I used to write my books, and I write romance novels. For anyone listening, I've done that for years, since, you know, the 90s, actually. And I would write my books, and I would send them to my publisher, and they took care of everything else. And now I'm self-publishing everything, because it's a whole new world out there. So
absolutely.
I not only write, but I have to publish and get them edited, and I have to market, and it can make you feel like you're just spinning in circles sometimes. So yeah, I totally get the running the boards and talking to people and
getting the
guests. So,
but I'll tell you, I really, you know, one thing about that, Rita, and I'm going to tell everybody, Rita writes under the name Regina Carlisle, so go and check out her books. But I want to tell you that the great news. Oh, I've got Candy here, so I'm gonna pick her up. But the great news.
Yay.
Yeah, because I'm sure she wants to talk to you, so don't get off. I do have to tell you, though, that writing, the one thing about it, and I think I told you this 6 months to 8 months before you actually went and self-published, that you needed to get away from your publisher, if you remember that lunch you and I had.
Yes, but I remember it so clearly, like it was yesterday.
Yeah, but the thing is, Rita, and the great news about this is we all have control. And that's, you know, even though I'd love to give a little of my control away, I don't want to give too much of my control of who I have and how I speak and all that. And I think that's how you feel about your books. You'd love somebody to just do it for you, but then you give away control.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a little bit of control right now is important to me, because I gave up control for a long time. And now I'm in a position where I can manage my own life, you know, and that feels good. I'm trying not to think of it as control, but managing my own life.
Managing,
you know?
Okay, we're going to do that. Managing our life, because you're doing
a
great job.
It sounds a little softer.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. I've got to tell you, I have Candy with me on the line. Hi, Candy.
Hi. I made
Hi, Candy.
Finally.
It's Rita. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Are you floating away?
Well, we almost blew away this morning.
Oh, God. We said our prayers for you, Candy. We said, but I've got to tell you, Rita started reading today on the show. So isn't that crazy?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Do you have any messages?
Yeah,
do either one of you have messages for each other? Okay. Well,
I'm deep in thought here. Candy, your little Beau is doing really, really well. I see him so clearly, and I think I left a message with Bonnie for you about little Beau, but I'm really sensing a deep connection here. Almost like I wonder if he might have the kitty soul of one of your kitties that has passed. Is that dumb or does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
He reminds me a lot of Percy.
Yeah, but see, I keep feeling like Percy is still here.
Yeah,
me too.
Percy might be alive, but maybe his spirit came to the baby.
Well, now that could be possible because they really actually physically look a lot alike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they do. I mean, he even lays on top of my head at night when I'm asleep, and Percy did that.
I got to tell everybody, because if they're listening, both of them are new kitty owners, but I have to tell you that animals do have the ability, and we can ask Jerry when he's here since he's a pet communicator, they have the ability to jump into and out of different forms. And so it may be what he is doing is giving you the allure of having him once again, mm-hmm. and that way you're drawn to the kitty cat, to the love that you had for Percy, and then he will exit and go back, and you and the kitty cat will be bonded because of that, and there'll be a new kind of Percy that you're going to actually have, is what I'm picking up. So I think that this is a really wonderful thing to bring to the show, because people don't realize that. Like, my dad jumps in and out of, I could see it with his eyes, jumps in and out of Chile. And so we have the ability, you know, spirit that crosses over, and animals to jump in and out. Remember, they have 8 lives. So I feel mm-hmm. like he's giving you, because I agree with Rita, I don't think it's Percy, because I think Percy's still, I know, I feel Percy's still on the earth plane. But what it is the allure of Percy. And so that's what's bringing you so close, I think, to this kitty cat. But do you have any messages in fact, before I pick up the next caller, and we have 2 readers on now, Candy, can you answer, or Rita, can you answer a question for Candy? Why don't you ask about your husband?
Oh, okay. Do you see him getting a job soon?
Yes, I do, and I'm picking up Ohio. I actually was telling Bonnie this the other day. I think it's Ohio, but I don't know that he'll be in Ohio for long. But that is what I'm picking up, and I still see a summer move.
Okay.
And the reason I'm seeing the summer move is because I told you I still see you standing on pavement near a car with plastic packed containers, and you're wearing sandals, and it just looks hot. It looks hot, if that makes sense. So I'm still seeing that. And so I believe that, and maybe July?
Okay.
That's crazy, because I think that's when that's exactly what you've been told, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that what others have told you, Candy?
Yeah, others have told me that, and we feel that his job is secure until the end of July.
Okay.
I think it's
going to
be.
We keep going month to month with it. It's just like the universe is taking care of us until he gets the new move.
Well, you know, it's aggravating when you know that you're going to have to move. So you're probably going to be moving so far away. But I feel like you really need to take a breath and relax and just give it up to the universe, because they're going to make it happen. It's going to be something, and whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, it doesn't matter. Something is going to happen.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there is going to be a move. And, you know, at this point, it really doesn't matter if I'm right and Bonnie's right and it's Ohio, or whether it's someplace else. But it's going to happen. So try to just try to relax. It's hard to do. Especially when something is impending and you feel it. You know, you feel it coming, but, you know, you're just kind of like frozen like a deer in headlights because, you know, you're going to move this way or that way. You're frozen. And it does feel that way, and that's frustrating.
Yeah. But you know what? I got to tell you that I feel like by the end of July, beginning of August, because I feel July will be you're going to be getting ready for the move. And I don't know that the company will be closed, your company will be closed yet, but I think it'll be pretty much closed once he takes this job. So I really see that he might be offered it before, but move, you know, give his 30-day notice, and then the end of July would be, you know, a great time, because I think I don't feel the company being going much further once Earl gets another job. So
no.
I think that's, I think that's fabulous. Do you have a message before I move in? I have some callers, which, thank gosh, I have all you callers, and I love you listeners, and you know chat is just so perfect for me, and I see you're in chat, Candy, and I appreciate it. You really do a wonderful job. Is there anything you have for Rita? Rita, you can ask a question to Candy.
Well, I actually pulled a card for Rita. It's the heart chakra. The answer that you seek is in your heart right now. Be open to giving and receiving love.
Okay.
I love that.
That makes tremendous sense to me, Candy. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Bonnie, I mean, I had my children here this weekend, and everybody laughed and talked, and it was wonderful, and then I had my new kitties, and they seem to really be connecting with me. One in particular is really connecting
Monet?
With me. Yes, it is Monet. How do you know?
That's what I wrote down.
Could it be that she's psychic, Rita? I mean, what do you mean, how does she know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, duh. Sorry, Candy. You're the best. I knew that. That just kind of, it is Monday. That just like popped out of my mouth. How'd you know that? and you're picking up Monet.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's Monet. Yeah. He stares right into my eyes so intently.
He's going to be your psychic kitty cat.
Oh, I love that.
Well, I'm kind of feeling that connection because I think I actually felt his feelings for me, which was really sweet. You know, it made me just go, oh, I love you too, because he's so precious. And I wondered if my little gypsy is partly in him. Because, you know, I lost my little dog.
Well, I was just going to say that I think part of his little spirit is from another animal of yours from the past.
Okay. Yeah, that's Gypsy. Because Gypsy used to look at me in exactly the same way that that Monet does. And
this is what I got to say about this. They have the energy of the other one, but I'm letting him be himself. And not treat him like I did Percy, but treat him as himself.
Right. And I am. He is his own little kitty. And his brother will jump up into my arms too. But then he's there for a little while.
More
and then he kind of goes in and plays and does his thing. His nature is just different.
Guys, we're going to pick up another caller. So I am going to ask both of you to stay on the line. But isn't this great, everyone? Everybody who calls in today gets three psychics. Ah! You got to be
kidding.
That's fun. The energy is really going to be crazy. I do have to tell you real quick, and then I'm going to pick up 917. Says, please stay on. I do have to tell you, Rita, that Gypsy just wanted you to know that she was okay, which is why you're looking into the eyes of Monet and seeing that. She wanted you to know that she's always with you, that she isn't left you, and that she's so thankful you actually are going to give love to another animal, because this is what she wanted you to do. So I'm going to pick up before you cry, 917. 917,
oh,
you are with all of us. Hi.
Hi, good morning, girls.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Anna from New York.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
How was your Mother's Day?
Fine. I was just home studying mostly.
Well, that's okay. As long as you felt connected to some type of mother. Remember we had said, I don't know if you listened, that if you don't connect to your own mom, you have Mother Gaia, you have animals, you have kids, you have people, you have friends. And like we said, it's really extended to all of our soul family, that holiday.
Yes.
So,
I'm at. Well, and my question is related to work. I'm looking for new work now, and I'm wondering what you see, what you see around work.
Okay, I'm gonna assign people so we're not all screaming. But I'll go first, then I'll let Candy and then Rita. I'm gonna let both of you read, and then I'll come in at the end. But what I'm hearing Spirit say is, what are you studying?
So I'm studying for my board exam.
Okay, so if you're studying for your board exam, what kind of work are you going to get before your board exam?
No, I'm in the mental health care.
Yes. So what they probably asked me that, like rhetorically, is, so when you get your board, aren't you then going to be able to get a higher or different type of job?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to leave these two to read because I already have the answer. But go ahead, Candy.
Okay, I pulled a card for you. I'm going to start with that.
Thank you.
Cut your cords. Ask Archangel Michael to clear any old attachments to fear that stem from past relationships, freeing you from destructive patterns. Okay, this could also be from past, like, work experience some too, because I feel that in a past job, it wasn't very nice or wonderful there, and you need to cut those cords and let go of that stuff. And they're saying, I'm seeing this hospital. I'm giving the word Bellevue.
Okay.
That's a mental health. If that isn't a, if that's not really a Bellevue, if you're not going to work at Bellevue, Bellevue is a
it's like a mental hospital,
right? For psychiatric or psychology issues. So okay, we get it. If it's not Bellevue,
is that what
I just
you're
want
wanting?
To know.
Yeah, is that what you're wanting to go into, like that area or a different?
No, I'm actually
into an office.
Special needs.
Special needs. Okay, that's where I was being drawn to next. I feel that you're going to be very tender with these people, and they're going to see your light, because I do see a light around you. But you need to let go of the things that happened in the past at a different job.
I was wondering if I would go back there, because the place turned into a mess after I left, and I was thinking, like, maybe they understood what I was doing there, and...
Well, maybe that's what I'm saying, because the it's something about the past.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rita, because then I'll follow up. But go ahead, Rita.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm picking up hospital setting, but I am. And had you planned? Had you considered working with groups? Because I'm actually.
I'm actually seeing, I don't know if this is something that you have planned, but I'm seeing you working with a group like in the circle, you know, with letting people talk. I don't know why I'm seeing this. I'm also seeing chaos, but I think that that's connected with what you were saying with your past. And this, I'm seeing new start. I'm seeing new start. So, that's what you're going to be successful with your boards. You know, you'll relax, you'll get through that. You know, all of life is like one step at a time. And I see a door opening, but the doors I see opening are like those swinging doors with the little windows in them that kind of push open. They don't have a doorknob, but they like swinging doors that push open. That's what I'm seeing, and you're stepping through. But I'm definitely seeing you in a room with like a circle of people. Does that make any sense?
I'm not sure. I mean, right now I'm doing some groups with people, and maybe that will expand. But I don't. Yeah, I'm doing groups right now. Healing dream imagery group.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I love that.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Like, why are you not telling us that? That's a great thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. But yeah, that's the group thing. But I'm not sure how long I will be able to do that if I get a full time job.
Right.
Well, can I ask you a question? Because so many things are starting to. One is I'm going to tell you that what I see is why I said no, because I still say no, is you have to close the door, like Candy said. You have to close the door on past job issues, and they are not going to close the door on you. Meaning that it doesn't matter why you left. You left, and there's a reason you left. They're not going to bring you back. So to me, I would not look to do something from the past to because you know we do have five planets in retrograde, so you're looking back, okay? Which is the good news is right now you should be reflecting back and clearing up all your past, okay? Because this is not the time. They're going to pull you back as the planets, but it isn't going. It's going to move forward, and that's going to collapse. So don't even look at that as a possibility. For me, I'm just telling you this is what I'm hearing. So the other news is you are going to be moved forward. I agree so clearly with Rita's swinging doors, and the doors are going to swing open for you, but you've got to walk through them. That would mean coming to grips with what happened, understanding that not all the time it can be your way or the way that you want it. And sometimes, and I am just channeling right now. Sometimes when you want something, there's a better way to change things, but it doesn't move fast. And I think this is a lesson that they want you to look at and go back to and bring forward in a different way. So there is going to be a new job. And the other thing is, when do you take your boards?
In a couple of months.
Okay. So I feel, so whatever you're doing right now, like this circle, is this a permanent position, or this is just something you're doing to keep busy?
No, this is a permanent position for now.
Okay.
It could last as long as people are interested and I'm inviting people. People are coming.
Yeah.
So.
And this is what I'm going to tell you. Stay with what you're doing, because what they're showing me is once those boards are done, I hate to say this, and you might want something to move faster, but this isn't the time to go forward. This is the time to perfect what you're doing, to loosen what you've done before and come to grips with what you need to change about the way you did it. Because remember, this is a two-way street about life. You learn lessons by adversity, and then they were put in place for you to learn those lessons. So this is a reflective time for you. This is a moving forward with what you're doing, because once you get your board's over with, there will be a position that you're going to apply for that is going to blow the doors off you. Okay?
Good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that I don't have to go back to that job.
No, you will not be going back. No. No, something will come
Anna,
up pretty quickly. Go ahead.
Anna, out of curiosity, what color don't you like?
What colors don't I like? Oh, my God. I like all colors, maybe. Maybe I don't like brown. Brown,
okay.
I knew that. I was here in Boyle.
Maybe I don't like
those
psychedelic colors and those flashy. Okay. That would have to deal with your sacral chakra, which is like feelings and things.
Yeah.
And creativity. So I'm going to suggest that you go in and you work with your sacral chakra and get it back to orange. Because brown is actually a muddy color of orange.
Oh, you mean the second chakra is the sacral chakra or the top
mm-hmm.
of the head?
The second one. Second
you're
one.
Right on. I'm suppressing my creativity. I am so about. I am so not wanting to go there. I don't know why.
Do you know what? You've got to clear them out. Clear them out. Go to somebody.
Yeah, I'm picking up. This is Rita here. I'm picking up that you are really a creative person, and the dream work that you do, kind of is sort of a no brainer to tell me that that you are a creative person and you want to help people discover these things and think outside the box,
Stop changing yourself to be something that you don't want to be to begin with is what I'm hearing. Stop trying to change yourself. Go with the flow. Because once you do that and you stop all of what you're doing and stop in that sacral chakra, stopping the fact that you want to be more right-brained and left-brained and not creative, once you leave all of that go, you can actually invent yourself to be creative, which is your dream stuff, and be in the 3D world, which will be your special needs stuff. When you see how much they actually jive together and need to, you're going to be a force reckoned with, I'm going to tell you.
You have no idea how much I love working with the special need kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a total different thing for me. It's the sacred work, and I don't know how I'm going to get back in. I mean, the people I applied to a school a couple of months ago, they loved me, and now I don't hear back from them again.
You need your certificate. Because I'm going to tell you, and then I've only got 2 minutes, so I've got to end the call, but I have to tell you this. It's because you need your – right now, you have to concentrate on your boards. That's what I heard so clearly when you called in. So when are your boards? This is not the time to look for – apply for new jobs. What it is the time to do is reflect on how you're going to take that new job to different levels once you get it. So, so good luck. We would love to hear back from you. Please call back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Well, only in a couple months.
Yay! Well, you can still listen to the show and still call in. So.
Yes.
Bye.
Thank you, ladies.
Bye. You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Blessings to you. Anybody who works with special needs in this world, special needs children, special needs peeps, special needs pets, anything special needs, we need you. We need your heart. We need your help. So please know that all of our hearts bleed for you. We want you to make it. We want you to get places. We want you to heal and help. And, honey, you can. Just start to really fuse together your spirit and your special needs and just fly, because you are going to if you can do that. So, guys, you have 90 seconds left. Rita, I want to thank you for filling in for Candy.
I was happy to do it.
Thank you. And Candy, oh my gosh, we miss you. We love you. You rock the boat and the house and everything else. And I want to thank you. Everyone, you can find Candy. Go ahead and give your information because you do this for a living.
It's candice.com.
And Rita, she is the absolute wonderful author of many, many love stories. Please go check her out at Regina Carlisle, R-E-G-I-N-A, C-A-R-L-Y, how do you spell it?
S-L-E.
S-L-E.
C-A-R-L-Y-S-L-E dot com.
Yes. Please just go check Rita out. She will be doing some metaphysical books coming up in the future. We already have the title of a couple. So I'm going to be the co-author, Rita. So.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Talk about control.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I do want to thank you both. I have 6 seconds left. I do love everyone. Please join my show tomorrow for Susan Z. She will be on at 1 o'clock. And thank you for listening. It's really weird because it didn't give us the 90-second, really, and the show's off the air. Wow, it didn't go into the 90-second that we only had 90 seconds. But okay, Blog Talk. We love you. Thank you for everybody for being here and listening. Thank you to my chatters, listeners, and callers. Just remember, we are here for you. And I will talk to you tomorrow at 1. Thank you, girls. You rock my house, and I love it. Please check me out at BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. I would love you to schedule a reading, or I have a donate button for the show, actually, on my web page. It goes to keeping the show and all the guests here. So please feel free to go and donate whatever you possibly can. So thank you all, everyone. I appreciate it, and I will see you back here at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Bye.
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 Bye.